Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Another Pakistani Christian accused of blasphemy receives a death sentence. Then this week, Luzon 4 brings Christians around the world together to identify Great Commission priorities. But first, another Christian in Pakistan has been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy against Islam. Her trial lasted 3 years. According to a report, at least 103 new people were accused of blasphemy between January and June of this year. Hundreds more remain in prison. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice shares this about their field partners in Pakistan.
They're trying to become more cautious and in a way to avoid being prosecuted because the situation is getting worse. But on the flip side, we see others that are becoming bolder. And it's like they are saying, well, you know, they can't arrest us all. So let's be bold in our faith.
The conviction against Shagufta Kiran will likely be overturned on appeal by superior courts. Most cases like hers are because of sanctity evidence. But these intimidation tactics, often used against minority faiths, must not be overlooked by the global church. In places like Pakistan,
all of a sudden there will be a growth spiritually, a revival in the area, and quickly thereafter it is followed by increased persecution.
Templeton says they have seen an increase in requests for audio Bibles.
Pray that they will be strong in their faith, that they will be true salt and light, but we do need to pray for justice.
More at missionnews.org. Then, as the one-year mark of the Israel-Hamas war approaches, how has the turmoil across the Middle East-North Africa region affected local churches? Fadi Saraya with the MENA Leadership Center says God is at work for His glory, but he shares candidly that he hasn't seen positive trends in gospel advance.
Maybe in the coming few weeks, months, years, we will see the impact of this on the people. But I would say that actually I've seen the opposite. I've seen the church in the Middle East, especially the evangelical churches, going through lots of questions.
Theological questions about the end times have led to division in churches.
But the good thing about this split is, I mean, there's nothing good, but at least people now are asking questions. They are trying to read the Bible to see, you know, some of the prophecies, and they are questioning God, are you a God of mercy or are you a God of war? And this is a good question to be asked, actually, because just ask God questions and God will answer those questions. But the whole thing is really a big mess right now.
Here's how you can stand with these brothers and sisters in Christ.
Please pray for the church with a capital C in the Middle East and North Africa, especially in the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Iraq. The uncertainty is great. The questions they have is great. And the unity is being compromised. We can definitely disagree on eschatology, but we cannot disagree on love.
And finally, this week, 5,000 participants from every region of the world will gather in South Korea for the 4th International Congress on World Evangelization, hosted by the Lausanne Movement. MNN's Ruth Kramer is there and filed this report.
This Congress is a once-in-a-generation sort of gathering. It's equal parts overwhelming, intimidating, and exhilarating as meetings get underway to figure out what the global church's priorities are and how to accomplish them from now through 2050. Concepts like unreached people groups and the 1040 window originated at past Lausanne Congresses. And while the focus and energy of each meeting has been unique, they all bear similar characteristics: empowering the next generation, enlarging the church's vision, expanding cultural awareness, and enriching global praise. Called Lausanne 4, early preparation began with the release of a report called The State of the Great Commission, and within it are loads of data, plus four main themes: polycentric mission, institutional rebuilding, demographic shifts in anthropology and the digital world, or what it means to be human in the world of technology, new challenges and opportunities, and a chance to get a glimpse of the Big C Church in action, in person. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer, Lausanne 4, South Korea.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.